we bring you the Living Book Broadcast, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Job chapter 15, verse 1. The answer of Eliphaz the Temanite. You are supposed to be a wise man, yet you give us all this foolish talk. You are nothing but a windbag. It isn't right to speak so foolishly. What good do such words do? Have you no fear of God, no reverence for Him? Your sins are telling your mouth what to say. Your words are based on clever deception. But why should I condemn you? Your own mouth does. Are you the wisest man alive? Were you born before the hills were made? Have you heard the secret counsel of God? Are you called into His council room? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know more than we do? What do you understand that we don't? On our side are aged men, much older than your father. Is God's comfort too little for you? Is His gentleness too rough? What is this you are doing, getting carried away by your anger with flashing eyes? And you turn against God and say all these evil things against Him. What man in all the earth can be as pure and righteous as you claim to be? Why, God doesn't even trust the angels. Even the heavens can't be absolutely pure compared with Him. How much less someone like you, who is corrupt and sinful, drinking in sin as a sponge soaks up water. Listen, and I will answer you from my own experience, confirmed by the experience of wise men who have been told this same thing from their fathers, our ancestors to whom alone the land was given. And they have passed this wisdom to us. A wicked man is always in trouble throughout his life. He is surrounded by terrors. And if there are good days, they will soon be gone. He dares not go out into the darkness, lest he be murdered. He wanders around begging for food. He lives in fear, distress, and anguish. His enemies conquer him as a king defeats his foes. Armed with his tin shield, he clenches his fist against God, defying the Almighty, stubbornly assaulting Him. This wicked man is fat and rich, and has lived in conquered cities after killing off its citizens. But he will not continue to be rich or to extend his possessions. No, darkness shall overtake him forever. The breath of God shall destroy him. The flame shall burn up all he has. Let him no longer trust in foolish riches. Let him no longer deceive himself, for the money he trusts in will be his only reward. Before he dies, all this futility will become evident to him. For all he counted on will disappear and fall to the ground like a withered grape. How little will come of his hopes. For the godless are barren. They can produce nothing truly good. God's fire consumes them with all their possessions. The only thing they can conceive is sin, and their hearts give birth only to wickedness.
For many joys.
is Job's reply. I have heard all this before. What miserable comforters all of you are. Won't you ever stop your flow of foolish words? What have I said that makes you speak so endlessly? But perhaps I'd sermonize the same as you, if you were I and I were you. I would spout off my criticisms against you and shake my head at you. But no, I would speak in such a way that it would help you. I would try to take away your grief. But now my grief remains no matter how I defend myself, nor does it help if I refuse to speak. For God has ground me down and taken away my family. Oh God, you have turned me to skin and bones, as a proof, they say, of my sins. God hates me and angrily tears at my flesh. He has gnashed upon me with his teeth and watched to snuff out any sign of life. These comforters have gaping jaws to swallow me. They slap my cheek. My enemies gather themselves against me. And God has delivered me over to sinners, into the hands of the wicked. I was living quietly until he broke me apart. He has taken me by the neck and dashed me to pieces, then hung me up as a target. His archers surround me, letting fly their arrows so that the ground is wet from my wounds. Again and again he attacks me, running upon me like a giant. Here I sit in sackcloth and have laid all hope in the dust. My eyes are red with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Yet I am innocent, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not conceal my blood. Let it protest on my behalf. Yet even now, the witness to my innocence is there in heaven. My advocate is there on high. My friends scoff at me, but I pour out my tears to God, pleading that he will listen as a man would listen to his neighbor. For all so soon I must go down that road from which I shall never return. I am sick and near to death. The grave is ready to receive me. I am surrounded by mockers. I see them everywhere. Will no one anywhere confirm my innocence? But you, O God, have kept them back from understanding this. Oh, do not let them triumph. If they accept bribes to denounce their friends, their children shall go blind. He has made me a mockery among the people. They spit in my face. My eyes are dim with weeping, and I am but a shadow of my former self. Fair-minded men are astonished when they see me. Yet finally, the innocent shall come out on top, above the godless. The righteous shall move onward and forward. Those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger. As for you, all of you, please go away, for I do not find a wise man among you. My good days are in the past. My hopes have disappeared. My heart's desires are broken. They say that night is day, and day is night. How they pervert the truth. If I die, I go out into darkness and call the grave my father and the worm my mother and my sister. Where then is my hope? Can anyone find any? No, my hope will go down with me to the grave. We shall rest together in the dust. The further reply of Bildad the Shuhite. Who are you trying to fool? Speak some sense, if you want us to answer. Have we become like animals to you, stupid and dumb? Just because you tear your clothes in anger, is this going to start an earthquake? Shall we all go and hide? The truth remains that if you do not prosper, it is because you are wicked. And your bright flame shall be put out. There will be darkness in every home where there is wickedness. the confident stride of the wicked man will be shortened. He will realize his failing strength. He walks into traps, and robbers will ambush him. There is a booby trap in every path he takes. He has good cause for fear. His enemy is close behind him. His vigor is depleted by hunger. Calamity stands ready to pounce upon him. His skin is eaten by disease. Death shall devour him. The wealth he trusted in shall reject him, and he shall be brought down to the King of Terrors. His home shall disappear beneath a fiery barrage of brimstone. He shall die from the roots up, and all his branches will be lopped off. All memory of his existence will perish from the earth. No one will remember him. He will be driven out from the kingdom of light into darkness and chased out of the world. He will have neither son nor grandson left, nor any other relatives. Old and young alike will be horrified by his fate. Yes, that is what happens to sinners, to those rejecting God. Been reading from the Living Old Testament, a paraphrase. We have read Job chapters 15 through 18. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with the Living Book broadcast.